The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America Tonight, what a weekend it was. From the world of sports, and certainly in other sectors, as we had the Talking Head Sunday, what I call the Sunday swirl. Let's start with the politics part first. And the politics part is this. The world revolves around Donald Trump. Let's face it, it's the reality, we all know it. It's the Trump show on the Republican side, but even more than the Republican side. You talk to anybody and they constantly have something to say about Donald Trump. He gets it. He gets the draft. It's when I say he gets the draft, if you know anything about bike racing, it's like when you're racing in the Peloton, and that's part of the Tour de France, right? And you're in the mountains. You're drafting off of somebody else's sweat and what's going on. So he gets to draft because he's getting so much free media because of who he is. So what's the latest with Donald Trump? Donald Trump says, why does Kasich get to run? That was like his big question over the weekend. I don't get it. You have Clinton and Sanders debating. You have, you know, conversation about that happening. You have Trump debating as to why Kasich is in this race in the first place. And then over the weekend, lots of conversation about the leftovers from the week. So Trump is saying now that we're going to have a massive recession. That's his latest prediction. He's saying the economy is on the verge of a massive recession. We've hit a wall. And he's also hit a wall of skepticism from economists who are questioning his calculations. He talked to Bob Woodward and said, yeah, the U.S. financial collapse, the Armageddon is coming, so you've got to line up for it. He said he thought that he could eliminate the nation's 19 trillion dollar debt. He's saying he is the guy to do it. He knows how to do it because we're in a precarious situation. And then he talked about, you know, unemployment. He's saying that his plan would raise taxes on the very rich, would lower them for most taxpayers while cutting the corporate tax rate to 15%. He would hire companies back to America with deeply discounted tax rates, would ban corporations from deferring taxes on income earned overseas, because he says it's precarious. And part of the reason it's precarious is because we're being ripped off so badly by other countries. He told a couple of Post reporters, so not just Bob Woodward, also Robert Costa, that first of all, we're not at 5% unemployment. We're at a number that's probably into the 20s if you look at the real numbers. We're sitting on an economic bubble. Now, all of this was in the Washington Post that was, it was published over the weekend. And he talked about the debt, talked about he could eliminate it over a period of 8 years, so counting on getting elected and then getting elected again, luring companies back. He said he was pessimistic unless changes were made, and changes could be made, and we're being ripped off so badly by China, it never ends. Nobody's going to stop it. So here's the deal. Can he really rattle enough cages with that kind of conversation on the economy? And where do we put the country? Because we are on a course that's certainly not doing anything to eliminate our debt. Certainly not doing anything to really, I don't think, eliminate unemployment, because I agree with Trump. I think the unemployment numbers are way higher, because I would throw into that number the people who are underemployed, the people who are how many people are juggling so many jobs, it's ridiculous, just to make ends meet. It's a different world. But a world that partially has happened, he's right, because of so many of the jobs that have been flushed out overseas. The corporate tax rate and cutting that would be a help. That's part of the big problem. But would it necessarily mean that we would have companies that would come back, that would pledge that they would come back? Sure, you cut it, I'm going to come back. As we set the table here at the start of the show, a couple of sad things. An Amtrak train slammed into a backhoe. Two people died as a result. Pretty scary for the people who were on the train. And the people on the train, so it seemed as though it was almost like something had jolted the train and the lights started to flicker, and it was just a scary deal. And this was in Pennsylvania. The National Transportation Safety Board, of course, boom, that's what they do. They're on the scene trying to figure it out. How did this happen? I mean, why was a backhoe on a track near Chester, which is just south of Philadelphia? So if you're keeping score, this is another accident right around that Philadelphia route, because they've had another one there. What was it? 9 months ago, a terribly disastrous one on the way to New York. Why did the train continue from New York to Savannah, Georgia, when construction workers might have been on the track? There's so many questions. And why? And somebody said to me, well, why wouldn't the construction workers move if the train was coming? Well, who knows what they were hearing or seeing? I don't know. So they were construction workers, the two that were hit. And this is what they're looking at, and this is what they're investigating. It happened Sunday morning. 35 people were injured also. And they said it was like a shake-up on the train, and then it felt like an explosion, and then all of a sudden there's a hole, and then the train is bent. And somebody just said, you know, the train was bent in half, basically two feet in front of me. It felt like an explosion, and I ended up on the ground. The debris was so thick, it looked like snow on the windows. This is scary stuff. As somebody who's ridden this Amtrak route, I can't tell you how distressing this is, right? And the passengers started panicking when the train slammed into the backhoe, of course. Some people are saying they didn't feel the impact from the second passenger car, but others said they could feel it in the front. That it was like a nightmare, like a tremendous impact. So now Amtrak they say they're going to have limited service between Philly and Wilmington, Delaware, as they try to figure this out, because they got to investigate the rail. So they're going to have to cut back on some of those trains as we're coming to yet another week. So this also is less than a month after an Amtrak train headed from Chicago to L.A. derailed in Kansas, injuring 32 people. I mentioned that Amtrak derailment near Philadelphia. That was about a year ago, and that left 8 people dead. 100 or 200 people actually were injured in that. So this is bad. This Northeast Quarter is what they call it. It's pretty unfortunate because it seems to be happening way too much. So what is the problem there? And how come the construction workers weren't warned? How does that happen if they know they're there? Somebody had a miscommunications about what was going on is what I'm assuming, right? All right, hang with us. You get your chance to chime in, too, as well. 855-266-5283. Two teams left in the NCAA College Hoop Tournament, if you're into March Madness. I got the skinny on that, and we'll fill in the blanks in a few other places as well.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have.
I heard a big loud crash, and then my mom went downstairs and looked out the window and says, like, oh my God, the neighbor's house fell down on us.
We had winter and we had 70 degree weather. Now we have spring and we're having winter weather. We heard this big boom, and that's when we came out and looked to see that this huge tree was down.
I was shocked. I didn't know what to think. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, the weather, the high winds in Massachusetts. Hey, everyone, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you are listening to us in Massachusetts, and I know there's a lot of people up in that area that are, The news was bleak, wasn't it? Sadly, a Massachusetts couple was killed. Thousands of people lost power. I was looking at some pictures that somebody sent to me of scaffolding on a building under construction. And from the high winds that were also clamping down on New York. But boy, oh boy, the Massachusetts, I think the high wind that was in New York, that was in Massachusetts, was it just kicked up even a bigger notch. You've got at least 29,000 still without power on Sunday night into morning. In New Jersey, 46,000 outages. In Pennsylvania, 18,000. So you get the drift here. A lot of people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts having to deal with what happened. 45 miles an hour winds in Manhattan Central Park, 64 at Kennedy Airport, just kind of a freakish thing. And they're scrambling to try to deal with it and get it settled as quickly as they can. Now, in New England, of course, you've got snow, and that's going to play into some of this. But a small amount of snow compared to what they certainly have gotten in so many other snow dumps, but 3 to 6 inches. So it's still something that they've got to deal with. And you can tell by the people there talking about a tree smashing down, and that's got to be scary. I think of, I don't know about the rest of you, when you hear about trees falling down and flattening a house or flattening an area of a house or just falling in general somewhere near something dangerous. I look around my own neighborhood and there is massive trees. I mean, such big trees, and occasionally we've seen them go down and just get ripped at their core, at the base of their trunk, and it's pretty scary, and the sound is, needless to say, very, very unsettling. So Mother Nature, as always, a part of the show. So every single time we jump on the air, of course, it seems as though whatever sector in the country we're talking about, we're dealing with somebody scrambling to try to make something happen. It's the worst when you get the power outages, and it's just another reminder, I say this all the time, how emergency prepared are you? Do you really have a go bag? I've said this before, but I used to just blow that off and say, yeah, that's, I mean, come on. I don't need that. That's okay. I'll just scramble. And that's the problem. Then you just scramble. Scramble for what? Especially if we're talking about winds, then winds of any sort or mudslides or fires or, you know, whatever disaster you want to pick, tornadoes, and you got to get out of somewhere quickly. That's when you need to be able to grab something and just bolt. Don't have cash, don't have water, don't have a myriad of things that you need. So it's another reminder. And I've been through this power outage thing. It happens, and you're scrambling with a fridge. You're scrambling with sources of do you have a way to, you know, power up your phone? Where are you headed? If it's your whole neighborhood, everyone's headed down to the local hotel. Are they booked up? Is there somewhere else you can go? You get it. I mean, it's not like a lecture show here that we're doing, but I'm just pointing out when we hear of these stories, it's just another one of those quick reminders. Yeah, you might want to think about having something ready to go just in case, right? Just in case. So this is finally good news, I guess. The first passenger flight took off from Brussels airport since that terror attack. It is good news. But the people there are having a hard time bouncing back because of this ISIS attack. There were some Americans that were killed in it, sadly. But at least they're open for business now. They're trying to pull it together since the suicide bombings on March 22nd that just ripped through the check-in counters. Security pretty tight with new check-in procedures, and they have a couple of planes that left, one to Italy, one to Athens, and they were used to handling about 600 flights a day. So it is kind of a symbolic thing, but it's been a few dark days in the history of aviation in Belgium, is what Arnoud Feast said, the CEO of Brussels Airport. And he said, you know, we're more than ever, we're determined to not let this cripple us, because the damage was pretty extensive. You had double suicide bombs that exploded in the check-in counters just, 13 days ago, killing 16 people and maiming so many other people. And then the subway train that killed 16 people, and both attacks were claimed by the ISIS folks. So they're hoping that they'll be back about 20% of capacity, and they'll be able to process 800 passengers an hour. But and the full service, full, hey, we're back to where we were by June or July. But now they're doing these new security things. So what they have is they've got a tent outside the terminal. They're screening travelers' IDs and documents and bags before you even get in the building. There's a drop-off parking area outside the terminal. It's closed. And there's no rail, no public transportation to the airport for the foreseeable future. So anybody going to the airport in Brussels, they are leaving hours and hours ahead of time. Because what happened, and we know, we've seen the video, and if you haven't, the bombers came into the check area with suitcases packed with explosives and nails. And then, of course, the blast collapsed the airport ceiling and shattered windows. And there's a lot of discussion with people in the aviation business about whether they should have these routine security checks at the entry to all airport terminals. So can you imagine? I mean, each time something happens, it's sad, it's awful, it changes the possibility of changing our way of life yet again. where if you're traveling and they start to do that and check you before you even, you know, hit anything in the airport, you're going to have to add some time onto that, even if you believe that it would be relatively slow time. Because they'll have to go through everything. You'll have to have the IDs out even that much faster. And then getting closer to the airport and parking, probably it'd be more of a dump-off zone thing. I mean, there's a great question. Should we do that? You're listening to me now, like in the heartland. You're listening to me in the south, southwest, east coast, wherever. And if you have to take a plane, even if it's only once in a while, but if you're a person who flies a lot, is it worth it? I mean, we've already done the dance where we've taken, here in the United States, taken off the shoes. We go through the detectors. We had random screenings. I mean, there really have been some extra hurdles that every time something happens, we've gone through. Would it bother you if you had to smack on another hour or two because now you have yet another precautionary stop to go through that you didn't have before? And you can tell that the nerves are frayed, just a little bit frayed, tempers a little bit high, you know, everywhere, not just in Belgium, but everywhere because of this. So I was reading a story today that a Muslim family is requesting a formal apology from United because they were removed from a flight at Chicago O'Hare International Airport last month. They started to talk to a flight attendant about how to secure a child seat. And the United employees say the family needed to leave the plane because of a safety flight issue. And what the Council on American Islamic Relations said, CARE, is we're tired of Muslim-looking passengers being removed from flights for the flimsiest of reasons under a cryptic claim of security. And this was a family that were going to fly on SkyWest, which is United Express, from Chicago to Washington, but they were rebooked on a later flight because of the child safety seat, which didn't comply with the federal safety regulations, is what they're saying. But then the family says they tried to check the booster seat and they couldn't do it. But they, you know, then they wanted a strap instead, so they're saying that this, they were definitely targeted. Boy, we haven't seen the last of, I think, these kinds of arguments happening on planes. Hang with us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And we're back hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We're going to zig back in, or zag, whichever you prefer, into politics in a second. But games of a different sort happening this weekend. Baseball underway. Major League Baseball starts with three games. I know, strange. The Royals beat the Mets in night action 4-3. Could it be a sign of things to come? It's a long, long, long season. It's a marathon. I know that is a cliche, but it really is. When you think of 162 games, or, wow, 162 games. So we've only cracked the ceiling, certainly not on every team, because many more opening days on Monday and Tuesday, just a handful of teams got things going. In the NCAA's, the basketball tournament, I gotta love this. My Villanova Wildcats are on the championship floor with North Carolina, Houston, Texas. That was the Final Four. Both teams easily eliminating their opponents. Villanova took care of Oklahoma and North Carolina. No problem with Syracuse, although at one point Syracuse made it kind of interesting. And then, boom, North Carolina roared back and just they hit every possible cylinder, on every cylinder you can imagine. And good effort by Syracuse as a 10 seed to do what they did. Even Trevor Cooney, their guard, who could be hot and cold, had 22 points and 5 boards and really gave it his all. It wasn't enough to stop the Tar Heels down low when you have a guy like Marcus Page and Kennedy Meeks, and they're hitting, forget it. And then Nova, Josh Hart is their heart and soul, and he had 23 points in the 95-51 win over the Sooners, who just collapsed Buddy Hield, who got a lot of attention. Some of you listening in Oklahoma, tremendous play throughout the tournament for the most part. Got a big cover of Sports Illustrated and then just couldn't hit very much, and Oklahoma had a lot of turnovers, and that was it. So now on Monday, this is what it's down to. It's down to the two teams that are left in North Carolina and in Villanova. UNC is favored by 2.5. I think this game shapes up to be a lot closer than certainly the two other games leading into it. And, you know, it's so hard to go against the Tar Heels. You have the ACC and the Big East. And you, if you know anything about North Carolina and their backcourt and the way they move the ball, and just, again, the amazing coaching of Roy Williams, I think that I think they're going to be tough to beat, but I may shock a few people. I think Nova does it. And the only way they're going to do that is they've got to throw up the threes, and it has to rain threes that fall. They got to move that ball fast, keep pumping it up court, which is what North Carolina does too. I think it's going to be very, very close, but forced to pick, I would say Nova. And this is Jay Wright, after 15 years as a coach of that program, to get them in the position where they can possibly win a championship, because, you know, it's down to one opponent. They slay the opponent and they're in. That would be huge. The last 2 years, they've been a huge disappointment. So in the sports world, I'd say that's pretty big. Another shocking story, perhaps, from the sports world is something I saw about the tickets. And maybe it's not shocking because of everything we're reading about Brazil, but we talked about some of the terrible conditions that are happening with the water, etc. And let me tell you, the tickets are not really selling very well for the Olympics. Think of the kind of money that you got to pump into building the venues and having the space to house all the athletes. Now you got this happening, right? And you don't have enough people, or so it looks like, buying up tickets for the Olympics. Ooh, that's not good. I mean, that's brutal. Because the money you need to be spent, the money that you raised, the money that the community had to come together for, this is the problem with the modern day Olympics. It's out of range for so many people, and you have to spend so much when you go through the rigmarole of being the host city and getting picked, and it's so exciting and you can't wait, and now you have designs on what it is you're going to do. But if you're not selling tickets, and this is in Rio for 2016, the Summer Games, ooh, they definitely have tickets. So here's the other side of this. If you want to go, then you probably have a chance to get tickets more than ever, it seems, right? So you look at the games, and they're August 5th through the 21st. And they're out there. They're available for whatever venue it is. And you know what? Not for nothing, there's going to be some great storylines. Like, think of the Summer Games and think of some of the athletes that are going to be in these Olympics, especially for the U.S. Michael Phelps is back in the pool. This will be the last time to see him. But about half of the tickets have been left unsold. And, you know, this is a big headache. They're scrambling to boost demand because failure to sell the seats is not good. And normally you would have these snapped up, the demand would be high, and you wouldn't be sinking the gold into the ground. So I think it's part of the bad publicity that's come out about things that have happened in Rio, also with gangs and nightmarish water problems. They have the Zika virus So now what do you do to paint a better picture for tourists to attract them, that forget about the high crime rates in tourism or in terrorism that you're hearing? This is a fabulous place to come, and you want to come here. I mean, the country's economy is collapsing. They've got the worst recession going on in 25 years. Their budget was slashed by $500 million in January. And the mosquito-borne Zika is terrible. So there was even a push to try to postpone the games. And in Brazil, they opposed that. So right now, they're in trouble. There's a massive political upheaval. There's a request to impeach the president. Dilma Rousseff. If I tell you to say, hey, I got some tickets to the Olympics, you want to go? They got massive political unrest. People are freaked out. The economy's collapsing. Worst recession in 25 years. Terrible problems with thieves on the street. Water's a problem. Oh, yeah, and they've got this mosquito thing. Does that sound attractive to you, like you want to go and hang out there? I'm just going to take a wild guess that most of you hearing that would say, and I want to spend that money, why? So there could be a lot of empty seats at these Olympic Games, and they got to figure out ways to boost it, because they got to figure out a way to boost the confidence in Rio's ability to host the Games and make sure you're safe. And this is a problem. I'm, you know, absolutely a huge problem. So Villanova and North Carolina, big deal on Monday. Olympics, how many months to go until the Olympics? A big deal that there's so many seats that are left that have not sold. Wow. That's all I can say. I mean, just it's not surprising, because I would have predicted this, that they were going to have problems. Every time something new happened, something unsettling happened, it would just make you think twice about, wow, you're going to spend all that money to what? To go and have problems. And I think that's the thought. All right, speaking of problems, I think the most horrific thing is this backhoe incident. An Amtrak train smashed a backhoe and derailed. So you have people that were injured. This was outside of Philadelphia again. And you had two construction workers that were killed. And how they're not warned and don't know is beyond me. But that's what the National Transportation Safety Board is exploring, investigating right now. How does this happen to the... how does it happen that they're not warned? Of course, what do? You look for the recorder. They've recovered the recorder. They're getting the facts. That's what you have to do. And, I mean, is it a technology thing? Could technology have stopped the train derailment? You've asked that question before. If you're a passenger and this is your mode of transportation, and, of course, they're also shutting it down. Now they have to shut down the line. It becomes much more complicated because... You know, you had 341 people and 7 crew members when it crashed. The lead engine of the train derailed. So, supposedly, they didn't see the backhoe on the track, that there was a lot of debris on the track, and they started driving through it. There was gravel and there was noise, but they didn't see the backhoe. And then when the passengers started to see a brown cloud, and they were rolling in, they say they were rolling into the storm, they started to panic, they knew something was wrong, and then the train slammed into the backhoe. Wow. Plenty of mail, lots of mail, overflowing. We're going to check it coming up next here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
Once again, we are rounding the final turn of an hour here on America Tonight. Don't want to leave you out in the cold. If you want to chime in, you can. Let me set the table for you. So, you know, we look at a couple of brutal things that have happened in the world. Brussels being one of them. Finally, the airport, the first plane takes flight, and people are super psyched about that. But this was a very busy airport. They have really changed the way they are doing things there now, because it's only been 13 days. They've got a tent out front. Takes hours to get through. They don't even think they'll be really all the way up to capacity where they were, 800 flights a day until June or possibly July or maybe even a little bit longer. And the question comes up that looking at new security measures based on what ISIS was able to do, blow up pretty much all the counters, or the airline counters, kill that amount of people and rip a ceiling where it collapses. Should airports look at even tougher security measures? And usually when something happens, whether it's here in the United States, especially if it's the United States, but elsewhere, there is a pull to try to do the same thing. That, geez, well, maybe we're going to have cars not parked close, no waiting lots, no cell phone waiting lots. I travel a lot. If you travel to Tampa, they've got a cell phone waiting lot. In Philadelphia, they have one. A lot of decent-sized airports have them because people are dropping people off and picking them up. So that all may change in the future if we take a page from what's going on at the at one airport if when something horrific happens to change the culture of how they approach it and how they screen people? Would you be on board with that, even if it took you 3.5 hours? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. On that note, some of you mentioned it. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Good job by Johnny C. filling in for Patrick Eggdorf today. So this one from Bernie, who says, Kate, I know you've been paying attention to ISIS, of course, and you've had a fabulous interview last year with that commander who was very close to where ISIS was in Syria and defending off all of the ISIS soldiers who would try to come closer. It is very frightening to think about what those people have gone through. And now looking at Brussels, I noticed that a first flight took off, and I'm wondering, they have massive security checks now, of course. You can't even get close to the airport, and they've got a tent outside. I'm wondering if we'll see something like that happen in the near future in the U.S. I guarantee anytime something happens with aviation, there's a lot of discussion about it. The feasibility of it happening right away, no. Imagine what would have to change, because there would be so much that would have to happen at some of these airports. Think of the big cities especially, well, even some of your medium-sized cities. But remember, there was Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, and then because of that, we had to all take off our shoes. That's what started the shoe thing. We do the computer thing, taking out everything, which we did a little of before, but now we do it more than the air puff machines, that's what I call them, that they didn't have. And there are other ways that people are being screened. Here's what I say. I think you need to screen the people that are behind the scenes at the airport more. A lot of times when we see a breach, it's because somebody had or got access to a way to be behind the scenes. They somehow were connected to the airlines, cleaning planes, finding, you know, an employee slipping through that way. I think that has to happen. There has to be more explanation there. What's the system for the people coming into the airport who have these part-time jobs or, you know, maybe they're freelance jobs? Okay, we had another one about the airport, this one from Chuck. Kate, I've been to Brussels. It saddens me to see what has gone on there, but we know it's a hornet's nest, to use your words, of terrorist activity. What happened in Paris, and now tracing it back to Brussels itself. I really, for the people, it is a beautiful country, one that is now altered because of these acts of terrorism. As much as somebody can say, don't let terrorism change your way of life, not so easy to embrace that ideal when you're in the middle of it, and I can only imagine how the people there feel. Well, you, I think, nailed it on the head. It's about the people and how they feel in light of what happened, and how does it make them feel in looking over their shoulder and thinking that something else could happen and rebuild the airport areas that were hit, rebuild the subway area that was hit. And yeah, it's sad. It's sad for the people that died. And it's sad for the people in that country. I absolutely agree with you. Let's see. Let's go to this one from Missy in Mississippi. Missy in Mississippi. I love that. My name's Missy. I'm from Mississippi. Kate, Dahl, I love your show. My buddy Jack turned me on to it, so I've been listening now for probably about 5 months. I know that you sometimes do a thing on the lottery. And you said it's such a layup when you ask somebody, well, if you won the lottery, what would you do? Did you happen to notice that a Powerball ticket is missing or something like that? Because they're saying in Wisconsin they had a ticket that was worth $1 million, but since it wasn't redeemed by the March deadline, the money would go toward property tax relief. That seems like such a bummer, because somebody probably has it and they have no idea that they have it. and it could have gotten thrown out. Anything could have happened. Well, see, here's the thing you're saying, Missy, and you're right, but hopefully the people don't know. So they just grabbed a random ticket, whatever, quick pick, and they don't even realize. They did it. They grabbed it. They don't know that they have the winning ticket, so no harm, no foul. Oh, that would make you so... Wouldn't that be brutal? You have the ticket, and you find it, and it's too late. That's why if you're going to go through buying a ticket, I don't care if you plunk down $2 for a Powerball, whatever it is you do. Yeah, check this thing. Just put it on your refrigerator or something. You got to check it, because who would want that to happen? You know, and this is why I even add to this story, because she's right. I've had lottery winners on before. It's just such a fascination of, man, there's a game changer, the rarity. It's like you could get struck by lightning faster than you could win the lottery. But check this out. Since 97, they say more than $57 million has gone unclaimed. And this is Wisconsin lottery, so what about everywhere else? The amount typically falls between 2 and 4 million. That's brutal. So for 2015, 2.2 million was education, but, you know, Powerball tickets, Mega Millions, Mega Bucks, Super Cash, picks, pick threes and fours and scratchers and... I don't know. Failing to redeem a $1 million winning ticket, that is, I'll say it one more time, it is something you don't want to know about then if it's too late. Because I'm assuming the person, not a regular player, had a ticket like the rest of us. Ooh, the lottery, let me just, for whatever reason, and they plunked it down, threw it in a trash can, whatever, so they don't know. Better not to know. All right, how about this one from Sam I.M.? Katie did. I know you love music. Did you happen to see the I Heart Radio Awards? I don't know if you did or not, but there were some stunning acts for sure. I think you got to hand it to Taylor Swift. She is the grand dame. It seems like she helps other people. And good for her. She wears it well, if you know what I mean. I did not see the awards show, but I have read a lot about Taylor Swift. My nieces love her. And about some of the things that she's done for other artists. Let's put it that way, in the music industry. Hey, thanks for listening. You and the tall guy in the back, appreciate it. You can always hit us up at americatonight.net.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.